everyone, and welcome to today's edition of Feel Podcast. You know, it's really great that you actually took the time to read God's Word and to listen to the podcast. Now, right now, I'm just going to use this time to share a bit of my thoughts from today's passage, which comes from 2 Timothy chapters 1 to 2. You know, as I read today's passage, I really began to think about a couple of verses in chapter 2. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1, Paul says to Timothy, "You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Jesus Christ." And in verses 3 and 4, he says, "You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier." You know, in these verses, the Apostle Paul is basically telling his disciple, Timothy, that there is a need in our lives to be strong in our faith in Jesus. You know, Paul actually realized that affairs of this life will definitely come into our walk with God and try to distract us from this focusing on Him. You know, no one can escape the temptation to be lazy, like to skip a day of Bible reading, or even a temptation to fall back into old bad habits, or even temptations like to waste time, you know, just watching TV besides doing something meaningful. But, you know, these are basically the affairs of life that Paul is reminding Timothy to fight against. But, you know, we're not helpless against all these temptations. In verse 1, Paul reminds Timothy that we are not helpless, but we have the strength in the grace of Jesus Christ. So, you know, for us, the same principle applies. We still have to face struggles in our daily lives. And even right now, you may be struggling with something that you feel is a hopeless fight, like a bad habit or an attitude. But I just want to remind you today that as a precious disciple of Jesus Christ, you are not without strength. You know, the grace of Jesus Christ is with you, and you can fight and stand for Him without guilt and fear. He conquered the grave and has gained victory for us as Christians. And in verse 3 of 2 Timothy chapter 2, he says, "You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." We will have to endure hardship, but when we come out, we'll be good soldiers of Jesus Christ. So wherever you're going and whatever you're doing today, go in the strength of the grace of Jesus Christ. Don't be afraid of temptations or struggles. Just be strong, and God bless you.